In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's interesting that the Church chooses this gospel for today. Yesterday, according to our calendar, we celebrated the Feast of the Nativity, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That birth was really for the world, for the whole world. For just as there were multitudes around our Lord, those who came to be fed, the world itself was hungry. The world was hungry for compassion. The world was hungry for forgiveness. The world was hungry for peace. The world was hungry for reconciliation. The world was hungry for a reinstitution of its relationship with God. And of course, because of that, no one could have satisfied this hunger but the bread of life himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world. See, it's interesting to look at the way we celebrate Christmas now. And I'm not going to go off on the whole it's become commercialized thing, because we know part of that. But even in ourselves, when we talk about Christmas, what does it mean? The baby in the manger. It's not just a baby in just a manger. He is God in flesh, come into the world for the salvation of the world. You see, when we dumb down the message too much, we forget what it's about. We forget that it's a message of love, that it's a mission of love. That's why God came to us. We look at St. Mary visiting Elizabeth and think what a wonderful thing it was that she went all the way to her and visited her. But God actually left his kingdom and came to visit us. How special does that make us? The whole of humanity. Not just part of us, not just some of us, but all of us. And that sense of being special is what we must live. If we were worthy of being visited by God in flesh, if we were worthy of being given this bread of life, if we were worthy now of forgiveness and salvation and reconciliation, then why do we live estranged from him? Why do we live below our means? You know, it's only a few years ago that we had this financial crisis where everyone was living beyond their means. We all aspire to more, we all live more, we all push ourselves to have more. But spiritually, we live way below our means. We are capable of so much more. We are entitled to so much more. We've been promised and we can receive so much more. But we limit ourselves. We limit ourselves by living in contradiction to what our Lord said. We're living of the world. We become of the world. We become of the distractions of this world, the preoccupations of this world, the weaknesses of this world, and forget that because of this very feast that we celebrate, the incarnation of the Word, the coming of God in flesh, we're now capable of overcoming all of those things. So this is really an empowering feast. Of course, the resurrection is empowering in that our Lord rose from the dead and conquered death. But this is also empowering. This suddenly gives us an opportunity. It says, you are worth more. The Gospel of St. John, we read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's how much we're loved. That's how much we're valued. That's how much God wants to keep his promise to us. So today, we look at the world, we love the world we live in, but we aspire to live more. We aspire to live better, not only financially, not only socially, not only professionally, but we aspire to live better spiritually, rising to the challenge of who we can be and holding on to the promise of who we will one day be, not only in the eyes of God, but in the reality of the kingdom prepared for us. And glory be to God forever. Amen.